Do you remember when a decade seemed like a whole lot of time, like when you graduated from high school and you're thinking about your 10th year class reunion and you figure, that'll never come? And the older you get, the decades kind of click by. And it is a nice measurement. And on April Fool's Day at the Solotnin Chamber, they were marking an anniversary of a very special person, to which, if I had to find a term to qualify her, I would say goofy smart. As evidenced by the amount of scholarship applications that came in this year, because Sarah Hondell had an idea. Why don't we get everybody together? And they did. And now you're giving Maddie the credit, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. Everything is a joint teamwork here at the Soldotna Chamber.
Yeah, but Maddie wasn't. You told me that it was Sarah's idea.
I had the idea, but I am giving the credit to Sarah for putting it together and having it come to fruition.
Maddie, it's hard to be humble when nobody notices, right? You got to be humble to be a leader, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you got to also give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, she is goofy smart. Am I correct?
Absolutely. That's why we love having her here.
Sarah, if we go down memory lane, I can remember just a couple of years after you joined the chamber and your daughter, Anya, created Captain Conservation. She won the Caring for the Kenai that year and then went on to produce, with the help of Joe Rizzo, a puppet show that was displayed and premiered at the chamber. Do you remember that?
I do, like it was yesterday, because what do parents do but support their kids? And when they ask for a favor and say, oh, I need to put a puppet show together, we jump.
And then on stage, I think there were three generations. There were grandmothers, mothers, and daughters.
Yes. Her grandma, Terry, helped sew some fabulous costumes on some life-size puppets. And also erecting a puppet theater that we had to hide ourselves behind. And we were tasked with being puppeteers for that event.
Now, in 2024, Maddie, one of the chamber's to-do lists is retention of employees. This is something that's important whether you're running a fast food restaurant or whether you have an oil rig that needs employees, keeping people. 10 years is a long time to keep somebody in a position like Sarah's.
It is a long time, and honestly, we hope to keep her for 10 more.
And Sarah, the benefits of being someplace for 10 years for a young person that thinks that, oh, I just want to keep going up the ladder?
So this workplace, I have to say, has always been very special to me, because the mission of the Soldotna Chamber, if you love your community, the chamber has always been there to support Soldotna. So if you want a phenomenal place to work at where your teammates also share the same vision to better our community, this is where it is. And that is above all, I think, the reason why I have always wanted to work here and continue working here, is because every day is different and exciting because of what we're doing for Soldotna.
Longevity definitely has some benefits for the employee, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Now, Maddie, at a time when we have social media and websites and all these type of advertising things, is the need for networking in a chamber of commerce type setting where people get together very often, sometimes even weekly for luncheons, is that as necessary as it used to be? Or can I start my business, put up my website, and think that I'm going to be a success?
No, those in-person interactions, that in-person social networking is what makes our community thrive. You can't depend on social media for that one-on-one human interaction.
So while social media is required in starting a business today to have people to go there, it doesn't really replace that interaction of a weekly luncheon or networking with somebody or learning something about Captain Conservation from someone who's been here for a long time.
Absolutely. No, you need that connection. That's what makes us stronger. That's what makes us better. We work better together when we're in person together.
Well, Sarah, congratulations. I hope to be interviewing you for your 20th anniversary here at the Chamber. I'm Merle Sikorsky, along with Maddie and Sarah over at the Soldotna Chamber, returning you to that crazy goofy sound of goofy smart sound is what I said, of KSRM.